Don't mind me. I'm just re-saging the room, really. And technically, it's not sage this time. Yeah? You like the way it smells? Yeah. I have discovered a new, a new practice, really. So, it's just really, invigorating for me learning all about this. And you like how it smells, right? Yeah, there's a bit of chocolate and coffee, and it's a very nice, seductive almost smell, and I like it. It brings powerful energy into the room, don't you think? Oh, of course, you don't really fully understand these. I just hope it's not so much of a bother. Yeah? Well, I'm glad you like the scents. I know you weren't so much a fan of the sage and herbs I had like 2 weeks ago, and I get it. But of course, I have to continue my practice, and I'm really glad that you are understanding about that. But I'm glad that my new practice has you liking the scents. Oh, yes, I've also changed my crystals to bring in a different aura. With, Saturn moving into Pisces, and, well, Supermoon is in Virgo. It's all really important that everything must be right. Oh, you've probably heard it from some of your circles, but there's this huge change, huge transformation that's coming up, and well, this will affect the next 2.5 years of our lives. So we have to really be manifesting everything right. Everything has to go right. Otherwise, this ritual will fail. Well, not ritual, but like the whole everything really that I've planned will fail. And I just truly want to manifest the most, the best version of me, really. Yeah. I know it's all mumbo jumbo to you, and I probably look insane, but it is just really exciting. This whole practice I've discovered, it's more than just witchery, more than just that. I met the most beautiful woman I have ever seen before, and she was so nice. We met at the coffee shop downstairs. I don't know if you've seen her. She's got this thick, voluminous black hair. Her eyes were just beautiful, sharp, dark, and deep. I guess my heart is still fluttering at the thought of her. Anyways, she came over to me, like me. What? Look at me. I'm just a nerd with glasses. Like, for her to even take notice of me. Anyways, she talked to me and she shared me some things. And at the end, I just asked her, like, there's something about her. What was her secret? And she shared it with me. And I'm in it. I'm 100% into it. No. It's not a pyramid scheme. Promise. It's not. Trust me. She didn't even ask me for money. No, she's not scamming me. Trust me. I've seen scammers before. I've had my fair share of trouble with them before, so I know. And she just shared to me the most wonderful things. Sorry. Anyways, so you like the smell, don't you? Yeah, there really is something so intoxicating about it. Yeah. And, well, I've also installed some mirrors. There's nothing for you to be worried about. She said it's part of really seeing yourself for who you are in growing into this, well, into who you want to be. Again, you don't need to know how it works. But anyways, I called you here for a reason, actually. I'm glad that you really, really like the scent and everything. And, you know, you're noticing the mirrors, you're noticing me. Usually, well, typically I have to have a speech prepared, but you're my best friend. And I feel like I can be honest with you, right? Absolutely. Do you like it? The smell, the room, the mirrors. You do? It's a little bit confusing, isn't it? Do you like me more than just as friend? You know, typically, a girl wouldn't be this straightforward with a guy. But I thought I would be. I should be. It is, after all, part of something very, very important. You don't have to love me. You just need to like me enough. Like me enough to be attracted, really. Are you? I know my outfit's a little bit different than usual. I know my hair is a little styled, a little messy, a little different. I know that you've been staring at me for the longest time, and it's not just the scent that's making your head feel all fuzzy. It isn't, right? Something in you is telling that something else is bound to happen. But it's important that you stay. Please stay. I'll tell you the truth. I met Lilith. Do you know her? Lilith, Queen of the Succubi. They exist. They do. They do. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It was the most wonderful thing. And I know. I know I want to be one of her too. One of her people. One of her succubi. Wouldn't you want that for me too? Imagine having a best friend so hot and so alluring. Someone who will want to fuck you every day and every night. Someone who needs your life force. Well, I won't kill you, I promise. But I know that I like you enough that I want you to last for as long as possible. Imagine someone who could make all of your lustful dreams come true. Wouldn't you want that? Or wouldn't you want that to be your best friend? Taking the shape of the woman of your dreams. Well, not the woman of your dreams, but the woman of your fantasies. Your dirtiest, naughtiest fantasies. Wouldn't that be the best? I'll take good care of you. Because if you do agree, you'll be my first sacrifice to the cult of Lilith. I don't need to have your entire life, I just need you to come the hardest you've ever come. I just need you to give me every drop stored in your balls right now, and the name of Lilith. I just need to offer her your cum. And as the first male sacrifice, I promise you, I will give you everything you need. You could even have finally seduce your boss to give you a raise. You could use me in ways you can never have imagined. I can fuck your enemies dry. You know what I mean? I could make things painful for them. Imagine. Imagine what we could do together. Imagine if I turn into your succubus. Wouldn't that The aura has changed because I could tell that you're finally willing to give me everything. See, the whole sweet best friend is great, but I now know. This is what we both want, right? And you're still a willing sacrifice. Willing to sacrifice yourself for my transformation. You really are the best man I could ever have here. Right here and right now. Now, to business, shall we? I have a ritual to complete, and I want to thank you again for being willing to do this with me. Here, let me take those pants off for you. As a male sacrifice, you don't need to do anything. Just stay here and enjoy. And if you absolutely must move, try to stay within the circle I just drew on the floor. You didn't notice when you entered. I understand. But yes, we're doing this ritual right in here and right now. And don't think that you have no escape in this. You can say no anytime. All right. The ritual, after all, requires a willing male sacrifice. Thank you again. I know we've been best friends, but I never thought it would look like this. I always wondered, but I'm getting my excitement to get ahead of myself. I need to make sure you give me every drop of gum after all. That way, hopefully, tonight Lilith will come and turn me into what I've always wanted to be. Not this shy, nerdy girl, but someone who just is irresistible. And together, we'll have so much fun. But yes, right. Let me focus on taking care of every inch of this delicious cock. I know it'll be delicious. I don't know if it's the spices, the scent of the room, or anything of the steps that I've taken, but fuck. I just know this cock is going to taste so good. I was absolutely right. Goodness, your cock really is delicious. I've always wanted that, you know? What your cock would feel like. How your cock would taste like. Mm. But I know exactly what I do with it. I'm going to suck you dry and make you feel so fucking good while I'm at it. Just sit there and relax. I don't take care of everyone, so just quack. I need to make sure we both are empty after all for her. All the things that we would do. We'd have infinite energy. I'm just fucking you all day and all night. As much as I want. It would feel so good for you too. I'm sure you've heard the stories. Of how tired the succubus feels. How wet and hot their pussies are. All the magic it could do with their bodies. We've had so much fun. Love. I can give you all the women you want. We can have as much fun as we'd like. Nothing but sex and fun and magic and power and all of your delicious cock and cum. Oh, the delicious mess we would make up. Hold on. You have to hold on as much as you can. Your cock must absolutely be empty. How's that? Was it good? Everything you've ever hoped for. Your best friend on her knees, on the floor, sucking your cock. So desperately and so eager. Does that fulfill a fantasy of yours? Well, this one fulfills mine even more. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good. So huge inside me, too. You think I'm tight now? Wait until I transform into my true potential. My pussy would be a perfect little cock sleeve for you. I'd be the perfect little toy. And I'd use your cock every fucking day, too. Fuck. I have to get you nice and deep. Oh, yes. Yes, so deep inside me. Do you feel it? The way my pussy is just squeezing and massaging you, sucking you in so needily. I knew I was right to choose you. You're always going to be the best candidate. You've always been so fucking hot. Fuck. I've always been so attracted to you. Thinking about all the ways I want you to fuck me. Oh God. Now we get to fuck each other silly after this. Your cock feels so good. Your cock feels so fucking amazing. It's so big. So big and so powerful and so strong and so hard. And so fucking hot. I love it. Oh God, I'm gonna use you every fucking day I can. And you'll have no say about it because you wanted to, don't you? Oh God, you're gonna love it too, I promise. You're gonna love every fucking second. Every inch of my fucking being. All wrapped around you like a lustful little fucking monster. Oh, cause I will be. I will always be a desperate little slut for your fucking cock. A little weak, as I expected. She indeed has given me this power. I'll be physically transforming in the next 72 hours. So I've no choice but to stay here, really. I still have to learn how to make sure that any physical transformation remains discreet and, at the very least, within my powers. That came a little bit with a price. I didn't take all of you, did I? Good. Good, because I intend to take you over and over again. I'll go make some food. You're gonna need it after all. I'm gonna be very hungry for the next couple of hours. And I don't mean for food.